Welcome to the Nightly Nooge.
Happy Monday and welcome to another edition of the Nightly Nooge. Good evening, Ted.
And a good evening to you. I'm jettisoning into the wonderful year of 2022 of our Lord, having a wonderful time. I hope everybody else is too, because I improvise, adapt, and overcome. And there's a lot of improvisational adapting and overcoming to do in 2022. So Godspeed to the prioritization families of America. I am with you 100%.
One of the things that caught my eyes in the news is Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor. She just said from the bench that there's 100,000 children currently hospitalized because of COVID. And the fact checkers have come out and said it's nowhere near that. And in fact, it may be as high as 5,000. So obviously, that's a little disconcerting when one of the justices of the Supreme Court has their facts so wrong. My question to you is, well, what's your take on this whole thing? Do you think she just was uninformed, unprepared, or was she putting out some propaganda? What's your take, Ted?
A perfect example. These guys are making determinations, not just for quality of life and not just for freedom and life and liberty, pursuit of happiness, but life and death. They're making decisions that will determine whether American citizens live or die. This is an outrageous, toxic moment in American politics. And we, the people, better turn up the heat and act more like our founding fathers wanted us to, which would be like Ted Nugent, and be suspicious of everything, everywhere, especially government, media, academia, Hollywood, and big tech. If we're not suspicious of those fake news entities, we will just get on the trains and go to the showers.
My question is more, here we are at the highest court level in America and spouting out numbers. Do you think that either Justice Sotomayor was not prepared, or do you think she was giving fake talking points intentionally? What's your thought?
Neither of those points matter, because I believe that Justice, it hurts to say that, that Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor and others got their job as Supreme Court justices, not because of qualifications, not because of constitutional consistency, but because of gender and ethnicity. And that's the horror of political correctness. And that is the horror of the culture war, where without qualifications, people are giving important jobs, especially over life and death and liberty and freedom, because of gender and ethnicity instead of qualifications. The founding fathers were critical thinkers. And by just thinking a little bit, they could obviously come to the conclusion that King George doesn't have control over individual human beings' lives. And right, here we are in 2022, and I'm going to bring a very painful truth and reality to my friends on the Nightly Nooge here tonight, and they can look it up themselves, because after Heller and in Washington, decisions came down in the Supreme Court. Check out the information I'm about to share with you. And again, it's documented. All we have to do is look it up. When we determined that God gave us an individual right to self-defense and to keep and bear arms, as articulated and guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution, the Second Amendment. Do you know that we won that right, the acknowledgement of the existing right to keep and bear arms, by a 5-4 decision? But let me bring much pain and suffering into Americans' lives, because 4 of the 5 Supreme Court justices, wow, black robes, I think I see a halo and maybe cherubs coming out of the clouds, blowing trumpets out of their ass because they're supreme and they define justice. No, they don't, because 4 of the 5 SCOTUSes wrote in a dissenting note that there is no indication that American citizens have an individual right to keep and bear arms. And here's the outrage. They also noted, the Supreme Court justices, that there is no indication or reference in the United States of America that Americans have the right to, you ready? Self-defense. That's insanity. And especially since they are supreme.
Well, there you have it. You're up to speed this Monday night. And if you come back again tomorrow, we'll have some more of the Nightly Nooge. Have a good rest of your night, Ted.
I guarantee it.